Charms blog, Thursday, March 17th, 2005.
Never drive alone again. Join Sharam from SharamAmiri.com for the audio blog and commute cast.
Everybody, it's me, and it's Thursday. You know what that means, only one more day till Friday, and Friday means we're practically at the weekend, so... Boy, does it feel good to know that I've almost completed all of my homework and stuff that I've been assigned over this crazy break. It's just been a nightmare. It's like, you know, you're supposed to be going on break, and then before you know it, you end up getting stuck with more and more homework assignments that trail on with you. Sorry, I just wanted to readjust my microphone real quick. More and more homework assignments that, you know, trail on with you over the break, and just more and more stuff to do. So it's not always as easy as most people would think, but I've been managing to get through it. The last essay that I've been working on, and I'm practically done, I have like 6 pages or so done so far, and it was 5 to 6 page minimum, which was good, or requirement, which was good. So it was actually for my computer ethics class, and it was an essay. There were several topics to pick from. The second topic I would have chosen if they didn't have this one available was one on file sharing and the whole case with Grokster and stuff like that, which could have been an interesting thing to debate in the essay. The essay is sort of turning out to be more of a persuasion essay than anything else, but what the essay topic I chose to write about was the recent blogging, journalism, and credibility conference held at Harvard University, which was on blogging and basically talking about the diversity in blogging and how there's lacking representation of women. And, you know, basically they're saying that there's too many white English-speaking men blogging and not enough of other groups and stuff like that. So I'm thinking I might, if there's people that are possibly interested, I'll upload my essay on my website when I'm done with it, so you can look it over and stuff. And it's due Tuesday, so it's not like I have time to have anyone like really give me that good of a feedback on it. But just in case you're curious what I'm talking about and what some of my sources are and things like that, you might be interested if you're, because I am speaking in my podcast, The Blogging Community, so I figured, you know, it might be something that you'll all be interested in. So I'll keep you all updated on that. I basically have my conclusion to finish up, and then I need to go back through and cite all my sources with endnotes and stuff like that. So there's still a little bit more to go. I might be able to find some time during my lunch break or something today to get that done. Also, yesterday I changed the layout around on my blog a bit. I just, you know, looking around at a lot of other people's blogs and stuff, I think I was making mine a bit too complicated, and I didn't want it to be, you know, that complex. I just wanted to make it nice and simple, easy to use, easy to find what you're going there for. So that's why I went ahead and changed the layout. So instead of 3 columns, we have 2 columns. And everyone seems to like think that it's cool to move their navigation column on the right-hand side instead of the left-hand side. But I'm going to be the opposite, and I'm going to do it the old-school way and put it on the left side. For now, at least, and then I'll end up changing my mind by the end of today and be like, it's going on the right. I don't know, we'll see. But, yeah, so I changed that around. I already got some good feedback. Well, 2 comments about it. I also noticed there was a voicemail in my inbox, so I'll check that out later today. I haven't really gotten a chance to listen to it. I've been so busy lately, so much other things to do. I mean, I feel bad because Wired Dude and I had this back and forth conversation type thing that was going on for a while, and I really haven't had the opportunity to return any of his messages, or I don't think he's posted a podcast, because I always load up the playlist on my iPod that has recently added, and I just basically listen to that until I end up getting to my own stuff. So, but yeah, what was I gonna say? I have an email here that I received from Jeff@technocool.net, but I'm going to read that in a second. I want to wait till I get to a stop, because it's a short email, but I really don't want to read off a sheet of paper while I'm driving any more than I have to. So other than the new site design, Marla and I also finished getting all of our photos up on Flickr. I think we have like 1,500 some, and it's amazing because we uploaded so many pictures, and yet we still, the pro account has a upload limit of 1 gigabyte per month, and we're still only at like 7% of that, which is pretty freaking cool. Well, the thing is, you can upload up to, you know, the full size image that you want, but we're like, screw it. I mean, if we want to print it, we're not going to print a web version. We're going to print it off our own computer, so we just uploaded 800 by 600 versions on the website, which is good enough. I mean, if anyone's, like, that interested in, like, family pictures that we take, then please email and we'll send them to you, you freaks. No, I'm just kidding. No, but it was cool because you can actually leave comments for people on Flickr. I know I sort of started talking about this at the end of yesterday's show, but never really completed my discussion on Flickr. Basically, Flickr's, and it's still in beta testing, as it says, so if you sign up now for a pro account, you actually get it at a discounted rate of $41.77 a year instead of $59.99 a year, which is, you know, almost $20, so why not? If you're that serious into uploading photos, this is a great website, because unlike WebShots, WebShots is mainly made for downloading backgrounds and things like that, but they also have a component that allows you to register and upload photos, and quite frankly, it's covered in ads, pop-ups, and all sorts of crap, unless you're logged in as a pro user. A photo bucket was cool because it was very simplistic, minimalistic. It did what you needed it to do and nothing more. It allowed you to upload photos. It didn't have a pretty interface whatsoever. There were no bells and whistles. It was basically, you know, highlight all your files in a folder on your computer, right-click them, and hit send to photo bucket. It was that simple, and you would do any resizing and stuff like that on your own side. Basically, you could create albums, very sloppy navigation as far as I'm concerned, but, you know, it served its purpose. If you would have noticed for a while, a lot of my images that I had on my website were hosted on Flickr, so, you know, I did use that for a while, and that worked out pretty good, but now, at this point, you know, I said, I'm going to have to, I had links to WebShots and links to PhotoBucket, so if people wanted to look at my photos, it's like, which one to go through. And then the navigation on PhotoBucket was different than how you navigated through WebShots, so it was harder to really organize all my photos. And I kept seeing people talking about Flickr on their blogs and so on, and I said to myself, well, what's so great about Flickr? So I went to check it out, and I said, you know, let me just register an account. And first off, a free account isn't really worth it at all. I forget what your file storage limits are, but you basically, you don't have... They call them albums in WebShots, and I guess they would be considered folders in PhotoBucket, but they call them sets in Flickr, and it's basically just a grouping of your photos. So, like, for instance, I have a set for my trip to New York City this past Christmas when we went up there. So I created a set that has just those photos. So you can, if you have a pro account, which is the $41 a year one, you basically have all of your... you get unlimited amount of sets, unlimited amount of bandwidth, unlimited amount of storage. The only thing is you have a limit to how much you can put up there per month. I think it's a good deal. We did the math, and $41.77 is what... I'm probably going to screw this up because it's too early in the morning. I can't remember, and I don't have a calculator. But I think it equivalated to what WebShots was costing a month, about $3.99 a month. So it's just, the only thing is you can't pay monthly. You had to pay up front for the year. So I was sort of, and I hate paying for things up front because you know you won't get a refund for them. I had a very bad experience back in the day when I first started getting into websites, and I signed up for a web hosting account that you had to pay it in advance for a year, and their service looked really cheap and good. But before I knew it, you know, it crapped out, and it was probably the shittiest web hosting service I've ever used to date. So, but I couldn't get my money back. I couldn't argue my way out of that, despite how bad the service was turning out to be. But anyway, so I was a little bit hesitant on that. But after signing up, you know, it's nice not having another random reoccurring bill that's going to show up in my, you know, online banking and so on, because I just hate having to keep track of, oh, WebShots bill just came in, and so on. So I would suggest checking out Flickr. It's FLICKR.com. There's no E in it, like you would think. But it's a pretty cool website, great service. So we finally went through and got all of our photos up, so they're online. I just got to a stoplight. I just want to read this email real quick from Jeff. Hey, Sharm, I'm thinking about starting a podcast and wanted to know if you have any advice on mics that would be good to use to get the best sound. I will probably just be doing it in my room here at my place and not going on the road like you, so any input would be great. Any other advice you might have too for someone getting into the podcast arena would be great too. Thanks, Jeff. And he's from technocool.com, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes. Well, Jeff, I've tried so many different microphones in the past, and it really just boils down on what you're trying to do. If you're someone like Adam Curry for, and I don't think you're like Adam Curry, because if you're like Adam Curry, you'd know exactly what you're going for, and you'd be ready to go and spend $200 on microphone stereo equipment and have wires all over the place. It sounds like you have a computer, you have stuff on your mind, and you want to get it on the internet, which is like majority of us. So there's no sense in buying fancy mixing boards and stuff like that when there's plenty of software and hardware out there that you can get for reasonable prices without, you know, blowing your bank account. Basically, there's two options to go with. You either want to find a microphone that's going to pick up noise of the entire room, the ambience of the room, which is sort of like the lapel mic that I'm wearing right now. Lapel mic basically clips onto your shirt or onto your collar, and it picks up a lot of noise. You can hear the bumps in the road as I'm driving. You can hear the engine of the car. You could hear my turn signal when it was going on. You can hear my voice picked up pretty good as well. Or there's microphones that will just pick up only your voice. They'll try to their best to cancel out background noise. These are normally the microphones that you see bundled in headsets that are made for computers that go along with voice recognition software. Because obviously if you're using voice recognition software to do things on your computer, you don't want them to pick up background noise. You want to make sure they pick up just your own voice. So that's basically your two options. If you're interested in a microphone that's going to pick up the room of the noise, or the noise of the room, in addition to your own voice, and you want to look for something like the lapel mic that I'm wearing right now, and I'll link all these products that I'm going to talk about in my show notes. You want to look for a lapel mic. You want to look for a desktop mic, possibly. My recommendation foremost is if you're going to be connecting it to your Mac or PC, that you buy either a USB microphone, or you get something like the Griffin iMic, which is a USB interface for the microphone. The reason being is if you have an onboard sound card on your computer, if you have a laptop, then you're guaranteed to have an onboard sound card. PCs, I mean, if you have a Creative Sound Blaster or something like that, then it's its own separate card, and you'll be pretty fine with the sound quality coming out of that. But if it's, you know, something, if you're not too sure about it, it wouldn't hurt just to buy a little USB adapter. That way your sound will come through digitalized and will sound through a lot better than what it could without it. If you're looking at just recording your own voice and you'd rather not have the background noises of the room or wherever you're at, then I would check out a headset. Headsets are great because they won't, when you're recording, you can listen to what you're saying at the same time through the headphones, and you can also, in the microphone, it'll pick up your voice, just your voice, and it'll end up sounding through very, very clearly. The headset brand of choice that I really like is Plantronics. I've bought a lot of products from them in the past, and they're actually pretty good. And I would recommend the same brand just for a regular standard desktop mic. Logitech also makes a nice microphone as well. But you know what? I was just going to mention the advantage about buying a Plantronics headset is that they're also very good for using for Skype. I have a Plantronics USB foldable headset that I carry around with me in my laptop. And it works great. It picks up real good for voice conversations, things like that, when you're using Skype or internet, voice over IP, that sort of cool stuff. Geez, I'm almost pulling up to the office. I really wanted to give some more recommendations, so I'm going to turn this into a two-part podcast. Today I talked about what microphones would be good. Tomorrow I'll talk about software and things like that and how to eventually get into podcasting. Jeff, thanks for sending in the email, and I'll turn this into a two-part recording, and I'll get some more answers out there for you tomorrow. All right, so keep on listening on in. And everyone, I'm pulling on in the office if you can't hear all the sand from the beach, as I call it, in the parking lot here. I will talk to you all tomorrow. Have a great day. Later.
Like what you've heard today? Please visit SharmAmiri.com to find out how to subscribe to the show.
Hey, Char, it's me. I just got off the phone with you a little while ago, but I figured I'd surprise you and leave you a voice message for tomorrow's podcast, since you were telling me that no one left you a message yet. Hopefully this will make your day, and that's it. I'll be listening tomorrow, too, because I heard you playing back on the phone, and I heard something about a girlfriend in there, so wondering what that's all about. But, anyway, I will talk to you tomorrow. Love you, sweetie. Bye.